Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
Radio, guess what? Man, I got the homeboy.
scratching his mug from the alcoholics. He about to be in this motherfucker, man, in a little while. But if y'all online, y'all want to, you know, chime in. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. True West Radio, motherfucking Friday, yay, yay!
From the city of Killer Cali that don't sleep, Los Angeles, California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy facing that. Skrilla, for real, let's take it to the Bay, yeah. On my way to Sacktown, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there, yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the FC. Cruising down the 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Can't fall. Life, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game. On God, this love is pain.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted. Describe me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish. You get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids of face, hot girls and divas. We got the fly whip, jet for the long trip. Champagne in the air. We buy our clothes when we get there.
Yeah.
And when we done, we coming home to celebrate, thanking God every day for these blessings and keep the faith. Never take it for granted, take advantage of every moment. Determination and patience, Los Angeles, California.
Let's go.
Back in the days when I first picked up the mic, I was hotter than hell with an alias, Mr. Dynamite. Giving all that I got to every show that I rock. Studio, a live show, blowing up any spot. Put fools on notice every time that I came back. Put my name in their mouth and keep the city on the map. TNT, the nation's top, don't be playing. I've been rocking with KD since it was AM 1580. Before Tyrese was dropping lately, Exhibit was pimping, rising, Ghost was still Jamie. The only thing that's new was the chain on my neck and a few more zeros on the end of the check. Act like you know, you're amateur, I'm pro. I rep the West like you, true Angelino.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a theme song for my city for sure. And if you're from where I'm from, throw it up and let them know. Yo.
Not bad manners,
I
just
love
a beer.
I am Mr. Now, D-Boy now. You can't play with my mic or my yo-yo. I sit the bump in your face with a wheel rack. My ding-ding-dong on your television.
Oh, shit, I'm so D-Money. I'm not moving your butt on the stone with the phone. Get your butt on the stone.
I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic tea, click a party. My neck bone connected to my funk bone. Pin bone, get the hot sauce, sugar, I'm home. If my funk bone connected to my money bone, banging with the neck bones, baby, I'm gone. How you like that? We funk, we funk, we funk, we funk. Everybody funk, funk. Catch a bunny rabbit, cut her tail off. So baby, don't spit, don't hark, don't coke. Peter Papa picked up him and turned him into me. I inject fools, infect fools
with these molecules.
Say right, exit out the door. I bust a pimp funk flow, then I yell, oh. I got my itch straight, I'm busting verbals. Slide to the curb and slang y'all some herbals. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, click a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. in my body. Macadelic pin, house party. If a player's on my funk flow, pancake my low low, smack dab on his afro. Then bust him in the head with the pop gun. I'm game banging, baby, Baba, when I'm on one. YG's Paris Bleak, I'm surrounded. Buzzing Baba Daba Zaba, all up on the Baba Saba. Put your hands up, even if you're high. I got your baby mama saying, girl, let's ride. Tear the roof off the mother sucker, baby. I spit sinister, full prime minister. One nation up underneath the pimp roof. Motor booty basement, the bass show. It's a real type of thing going down. And a whole lot of funky ass rhythm going around. I'm like a busted radiator, I'm smoking. Graduated funk school, sipping on pimp juice. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, look a party. I got funk bones, baby, in my body. Macadelic peak, look a party.
I'm all in and see you out of yourself.
I'm so cool, I need to slap myself.
We go people, you can never say me. Psycho, we go people, you can never say me, baby. Psycho, we go people, hip hop, you can never say me, baby. Psycho, we go people, hip hop, you can never say me, baby. Psycho, we go people, hip hop, you can never say me, baby. Psycho, we go people, hip hop, you can never say me, baby. Psycho, we go people, hip hop, you can never say me, baby. Psycho, people, you can never say me, baby. Yeah, they call me Sunny, get money. When it's rainy or sunny, I'm gonna patch your feet on the concrete. You better come back with my coupons. My snaps, my dinero, my cheddar, my chips, my free notes. I need my steady ISC. On the double underlay, hip hip, it's pimping going down.
I'ma get the feeling right, the grown ass man, he ain't gotta never lie. trust in the plan. Grab my hand, let's break to the exit. Take this chance, after the night end, you gotta love a fair friend. Rolling with a millionaire, throw your worries in the air. Hit the red carpet, paparazzi waiting there. Hot like lava rock, you don't need to Photoshop. MySpace, Facebook, baby girl got a lot. Sex, dick, beaver, licking on the lollipop.
I
wanna
cut you bad, Lil Wayne fine and I want your
hey.
He got a whole lot in common, you got a man and I got a woman.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ. And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes being your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip hop.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. Friday, yay, what the fuck is going on? Hold on, let me clap it up. We're going to be clapping up. Yeah. Hell yeah, clap that shit up. Mr. BP, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening for this Friday? Yeah. You feel me? What's up, man, buddy? What's up, y'all?
Yeah, they got to put like three, they got to put three yays on that motherfucker. Right,
yay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I know, man. It's the weekend.
Hell yeah, nigga, it's the weekend, nigga. You gotta yay that shit up. Not Kanye, but like Friday.
You know what I'm saying? Every day, yay.
Every day, yay. Hey, we
That's
got
right.
Bills up in there, man.
I'm on the building.
In the building.
I'm in the building.
My nigga,
bro. What up, dog? Mezzolino Records in the building and Money Mo shit.
Hell yeah.
What's going on with
in
it?
The building. Motherfuckers of M Love in the building, the man of the hour. Tash in
yes,
the building.
Sir.
What up, Tash?
What up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we
got you, dog. We good. What's up, Casalino?
What's crack? I like it. What's up with it?
I
was on the plane, man. My headphones are tripping. I can barely hear, but what's cracking?
Hey, y'all don't even know. If everybody out there, y'all don't know, this man is an alcoholic. Me too. I'm just an alcoholic.
Used to be.
He used to be, but
now
I'm doing
that
no more.
Now they call me the smokeaholic. I'm the smokeaholic, man. I had to think about it.
Can I be a smokeaholic too?
Yeah, I'm fine. Come on, man. Everybody on.
So what's up with you, man? What's going on? What's going down with you?
Can you hear?
What's going down with you?
I don't know, man. I think his car dropped.
Huh?
Yo, Taz, are you there? Miss, are you there?
I'm here.
Where he at? I think his car.
He said his headphones is busted. That's what he said. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. He did say his headphones was fucking up. Give him 30 seconds.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? I think I wasn't like in the alcoholics, but I'm in the alcoholics.
Y'all can hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, we got you.
Remember, motherfucking cheat hit the mute button on accident.
Hey, that's what happens when you're an alcoholic or a smokeaholic. You done fucked around and muted yourself and didn't even know you did.
I'm back, though.
Hey, man, well, we definitely most appreciate you fucking with us and tuning in and coming, you know, bring that love to us over here on True Rap and everything, man. I don't know who it was rapping, but y'all played the shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. You checked out the freak.
We gotta go on and we beast out over here on True West Radio. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we do.
Hey, so check this out. This is what we want to know. This is what I want to know, personally. How did you get a part of the alcoholics? Because I know the whole story. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else don't know it. And you'll know me when we link. But how did the alcoholics, as far as you, how did that get started?
I mean, the name, the alcoholics, that came from King T. We was running with. I'm talking about we had Basin, you know. We was on the first single of the second album. I mean, not second album. It was a Trifling album. I don't know if that was the second album or third album. But
second album, Trifling.
But he debuted us on his first album, a song called I Got It Bad. And that's what started it all. So, you know, that's what we tip our hat to, you know what I'm saying? King T, you know, he started this. We had another group called Disturbance of the Peace. We had a group called ESP and all this shit, and he was like, man, let's scratch that shit, man. Y'all come with another name and all this shit. Everything that we was drunk somewhere. We were at one of them clubs, man. It might have been Prince Club. Remember Prince had a club?
Yeah.
One of them clubs that was popping
the Grand Slam.
That nigga Prince gave me a bottle
of champagne
at that club, bro. Downtown L.A.?
Yeah, I used to love that club.
That nigga gave me a bottle of champagne. Nigga, like, the fucking top shelf. I forgot what the fuck it was called, nigga. But I was sitting up there, I was like, damn, I was just sitting up there, and I said, damn, this bitch is fine. The door opened, and a nigga said, this nigga Prince said, yeah, she is. And I looked around, and Prince was standing right next to me. He said, hey, go get him one of them bottles of them things. It was like on New Year's.
It was at that club?
At that club.
Cause I went a million times. Up the gang of time, I ain't never seen Prince up in the morning. He definitely ain't bought me no champagne.
That nigga gave me a bottle of some, I was walking around with that motherfucker. They were like, God damn, this nigga right here must be in the gang.
Did it have a purple bow on it, motherfucker?
I didn't give a fuck. Nigga Prince was one of my favorite motherfuckers, and he walked out this door, and I was looking at this bro, cause I was up on the top. I was like, that bitch, I said it out loud. I said, that bitch fine as fuck. And then that nigga said, yeah, she is. And I looked around, I'm like, oh my God. Hey, that was the only nigga that I was ever fascinated by. Nigga, you could roll out your bed and then do some right. But anyway, Prince is my nigga. That nigga gave me a bottle of champagne, and I still got the bottle that he gave me. The drink is gone, but the bottle still here.
The drink is gone, but the bottle still here.
The bottle's still good.
It was more wet. It was a gold bottle of more wet. I was walking around that nigga club with that shit. Yet. They were like, "What the fuck you get that from?" Nigga, I got so much pussy just walking around with that bottle. That shit was dope. Anyway,
that's what's up.
Anyway, man, so, you know, are you really an alcoholic or that's just your name?
That's the whole thing. I turned into a real alcoholic and I had to stop that shit, man. I'm fucking nuts. I got
now
a podcast. I'm going to talk about all this. Huh?
It's all good, man. We appreciate you as you were then, and we appreciate you more now. So,
can you hear
smoke
me?
On and oh yeah, we can hear you fine, bro.
Okay, I ain't trying to cut you off, but before it slipped my mind though, man, my boy, when I got off the plane, Gonzo, his funeral was today, and I missed the funeral.
Oh.
So I was in the air.
Yeah, I heard about Gonzo. That.
Shout out to
Gonzo,
peace, man. Man, when that shit happened, we had cocaine on here interviewing him when we got the word. It just tore everybody's spirit up, man. You know what
damn.
I'm saying?
That's why I
was crazy,
right
man.
There, cocaine. Shout out cocaine, man. I love that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Man. Did a lot
that's
of work
my nigga.
Hey,
that's all
have
I need, man.
Have y'all talked to Gangsta? Y'all talked to Gangsta?
Nah, I ain't talked to Gangsta in a minute.
Yeah.
Bars.
Man, that's
what's up, man. Rest in peace, rest in heaven, doing all that, man. But yeah, man. What you got going on right now, as far as you coming back to the new you that you are? What powerful shit you got for the people? You know, single album. What you got? I know you got something, my nigga. I know you have.
I got albums on deck and everything. And really, that's what I did. I just being clear-headed and everything and make you write different. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to take time with this. I'm talking a video next week. And the video is called Smokeaholics. We basically transformed the alcoholics into the smokeaholics. We got strains, like 9 different strains in the office in North Hollywood and all this shit. And the machines that make
I've seen some of the products, man. I just haven't got a chance to try some, but I know I will in the immediate future. But I see y'all doing that and making that brand happen, man. And that's some good shit. And everything you got in the shows coming up, any meet and greet features, you know, that laces with something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm inviting everybody to come out, bring your ass out to Whittier tomorrow night. We're gonna be in Whittier. Miz on the phone, Miz Alino. That's who's throwing it. That's my cousin, and he got a whole lineup. I don't have the flyer in front of me, but got a whole lineup. Shout out K9 the Boss, Nizzolino, King James. It's gonna be cracking.
Yeah.
I don't have it. Like y'all I said, go. If anybody wanna know where it's at, just go to Task of the Alcoholics on IG, and it's on there. It's on my stories.
Music is my life. Hip hop show and networking party at the Green Turtle tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going down from 9 to 2. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really supposed to be hosting it.
Somebody told me some other shit, so I don't know. You got to talk with the promoter.
Hey, Boss Flat.
What's up,
Doug?
Yo.
Hey, we are performing tomorrow. It's going down. Tell him I said
yes,
it.
Yeah, just say it like that. He said. It's what he said.
Hey,
we performing.
She's gonna be there tomorrow too, right?
I'm performing. I'm not listening.
Okay, well, guess what? Me and Scotty go flash through there for a minute.
Well, you're missing it. Hey, King Scratch. I ain't living in Lillian tomorrow. I'm singing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you lip sync in, nigga, I want to see it because I'm going to be recording you.
Ain't no Lily Delaney
to buy. Don't you know it's true?
And shout out Scotty D, man. Scotty D like my mentor, man. I love Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty, he just left here. He just came up here because we dumping some videos. So he just left here. And then he had to roll back because his mom was, like, low-key sick. So... He went back to Lancaster, and he's going to be back up here, you know, in the AM, and then we just getting ready to do the L.A. tour, and then we're going to shoot down there with y'all, you know what I mean? He getting ready to call. No trip, Crip. He getting ready to call right now. Soon.
Oh, a few minutes. Yeah, he coming on here.
Scotty B in the building. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, Scotty, because, you know, I told him you was going to be on the show, and he was like, oh, shit, I got to call.
I think
you
Scotty
know,
might have
hey,
been.
Hey, Scotty fucks around, and he love all y'all, you know what I mean, especially Tila, because he the one to put Tila in the game, you know what I mean?
The feeling shop and all that.
Yeah, we got all that in a documentary. So that means that we got to get you in a documentary.
I'm in town for Tuesday. We can do it whenever.
Yeah, we got to get you up in a documentary because you got him. Then we got J-Roll.
Man, my phone keep ringing, but I keep pausing because people keep calling me. They're supposed to be listening to the radio show, but they're not. They're calling me right now. So
tell them motherfuckers to call the show, and we'll put them online.
I'm about to blast a flag real quick.
Tell them to call 323-642-1597 right now.
Oh, yeah.
True West Radio style.
Right.
We get everybody up in this bitch.
That's fast,
y'all. 323-642-1597. Let's go. Legendary shit happening.
Fry,
yay.
Hey, look, check this out. This one thing is a couple of, because I had to go on, just grab a couple of songs. I know it was a song that you did with Raekwon.
Oh, I like.
Yeah, I'm about to. We got to blast a couple of them because you're gonna be the first order from True West Radio that we gonna roll 4 songs. We gonna do them at 2 at a time. You know what I mean? But
I play the one. You gotta play the one with me and Stoopy. This Stoopy scrub.
I loaded a couple of songs because I was telling BP that I am not getting ready to go and search for motherfucking songs no more. If y'all ain't got y'all songs together, I am not gonna search for them. So I searched for a few songs, and Scotty was telling me about a few songs. You know what I mean? And it's something that he said that I'm going to play the last song because he said that you wasn't there to be in the video.
What
if you know what
song
that is.
Huh? Yeah, he told me I got it bad, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, put that on
there. I'm laying low.
Hey, look, he the one that told me to put the songs on there, you know what I'm saying?
That's the one that started it off, though. I really was on the demo to that song. It was a song we had, I think. And then King T jumped on the song and everything, and blah, blah, blah. I got locked up. That's what happened. Got locked up in Ohio.
He told me that. He was like, man, put them songs up there, man.
He got locked up for smoking weed.
Hey, look, check this out, bro.
That's the song that started it off, though. That set it off.
We going to jump into what? Let's jump into a couple of them joints. Which ones you want? Because you're going to be the first artist on True West Radio that we're going to play four songs. We're going to play two, and then we're going to play two more. So this is what I got. Bam! Hey, you know what? I know which one I want to play. Z's is Z.
That's what I said. That's the one with Snoop and Swap on it.
Man, we gonna do that, and then we gonna play Damn first because that's like one of. Then we get ready to go to. We got Make Room, and then we got Rap Life. So which two you want me to play first?
Man, it's up to you, man. These are D's and Rap Life.
All right, well, you announce your song.
Made it up.
Then we get ready to play right now on the West Radio. What we get ready to play?
Go ahead and announce it, Cash.
Go ahead and announce it.
Which one is it? I don't know what y'all about to play.
Which one you want to play? The first two you want me to play?
Play Jesus G's remix. Play Jesus G's remix.
Okay, and then the second one.
Damn.
Rap Life?
Nah, the song called Damn. That's the name of it.
Okay, we going to do that. We going to do Jesus Eve. We going to do Damn. True West Radio, give us a call. 323-642-1590. Motherfucking seven. Man, my nigga tap sipping this motherfucker. Alcoholics, nigga. We smokeaholics. I'm trying to join the group. You know what I'm saying?
Smoke alky. Smoke
alky. So
they say, smoke alky.
Hey, let us go. Let us go.
Alley's in the house.
Say what? Busted the G for G. The microphone because I ain't no joke. It's Big Snoop Dogg, I got you all up out of your soul. Mash with me, catastrophe, I'm so out of control. Behind the wheel, I spilled my drink on the floor. If the bitch put me local, she get naked for sure. Take it slow, make my make your grow. Breaking up, you got game.
And I'm the triple fly vandal rhyme chiller with the glow that don't chase all I replace. So that go for any slow motion west coastin'. Lick the boat, tap the battle cat and keep your overdosing with the posting. Get the pistol, my rap sound and hit you till you knock out. Tap to roll super extra till your whole block out. Y'all ain't creepin', we deepin' how y'all do. Instead of trying to change rap, you let rap change you.
Said that they will, but they won't.
If they won't,
a lot of them do, but a lot of them won't.
They don't.
That's the riff rap I don't keep. That's probably why I get no mother. I'm up all night in the studio, getting toe up from the flow up with my nephew. That's Rico, a drunkie and a junkie. My low cat made the beat, so you know.
Busters and G's, but can't nobody put it down like my T.O.G.
Cash, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
Tab,
smoke too much.
Got the trip, so we cool, they say you smoke too much.
I'm a busted banker, certified high ride, hallucinogenic montage mirage. Kelly stirred with the $1 billion words, with the birds and swerves. Stuff with birds, flash addict, spasmatic. Don't make you run to your asthmatic, the charismatic. BCG battalion, X-Tash Chief, blazing the Indicon hashish.
Now it's the last man standing, who recklessly abandoned you. A bum of sanity, that's exactly what I plan to do. I murder half the population, call me Hannibal, the cannibal. I'm living proof that man came from animals. Yeah. Believe it or not, you will get shot. Point blank range for all the heads that like to get hot. Come on, ain't smart to spot any problems that we got inside of the venue. You gon' get handled in the parking lot.
Disease, but can't nobody bust it down like them seeds like these. See, busters is busters and G's is G's, but can't nobody put it down like my G.O.G.
Okay, they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
Okay, they say you drank too much.
That's a trip, so we do, they say you smoke too much.
Knock, knock, who is it? It's the East Side and Grip Riding Doghouse Crip Division, and we have home provision. No suckers, just drank weed and plenty of drink. Some of them come at all. Ain't nothing but an alcoholic party, y'all. It's an alcoholic party, y'all. Shake it up, shake it up. All the homeboys break it up.
Impenetrable, sentinel, criminal, mineral, touching like tentacles. Tactical, acrobatic in my specialty warfare. Nuclear venom, two shots to bust, form all up in them. I shook them, descend them, millennium, abdominium, form. Electrical rainstorm, and durum, and soul. Monsoon shot off like harpoons, all swoons, baboons. I'ma be there soon, kabam.
Young body, set it off on anybody. From the second that you spot him, we red dot him. Who shot him? I can't tell y'all who got him. But he got two wrongs, gon' make a right. Two songs gon' make a tight. See his past like the night. Tomorrow the same script. I'm always hearing songs like that came with. We come equipped when we throw you receiving. Y'all ain't with my homeboy. Please believe me.
Busters, I'm busters and G's a G. You can leave it alone. Yeah, no.
Off by spraying beer in your face. So the 9-4 dilemma for my niggas that remember means I'm stepping to the mic with lyrics coded in December. The liquidator with the hardcore demeanors, busting out the perpetrators. I see through them like a steamer, so I'm never caught between a hard place and a rock. Cause I kill Ron Bennett barehanded like Mr. Spock. I told Chief not to start no beef. He tried to shoot me with his gun. I caught the bullet with my teeth. Cause I'm stronger than the border. Gonna slit smart nigga. Hitting up your city with the alcoholic sticker. Cause I feel like busting loose. It's the wicked pain inflictor with the Mickey's Deuce Deuce. Dropping rhymes like a bozo on the 21 and older. With your mama with my picture tattooed on the shoulder. So rap artists, get ready to rumble. Cause I got lyrics up my sleeve that slam harder than my Dumbo. I heard your demo tape, that shit was faker than a scam. Well, I've been dropping shit that make you say. The alcoholic got the beats that'll make you say. The alcoholic got the freaks that'll make you say. The
told that my style is so cold and make your nose run it, Jay. I make the ladies say,
make money, money.
I used to have a truck, but I cut my shit real low. Cause every weekend I had a spin on the pillow. Watch, Willow, Brook, even shook when I took a fresh ass hook out my notebook.
Da-da-da.
I love sports, I even watch soccer and the girls on the tennis court. You try to tackle me, you couldn't make me fall. Cause I've been moving ahead since the day I learned to crawl. Y'all all shit, let me make a wish. I wish all the bunk MCs turned to fish. So I could just hook them, take them home and cook them. That's how I floss, go past the hot sauce. When I walk down the street, I leave my feet prints in the concrete. Cause I'm fat, meaning I'm so complete. Like a freak on the elevator, I'm a fuck up. It's the road, whipped up, inebriated flow. I hate the most, but I'm the host of most. And I'm ghost, here's a joke to my people from coast to coast.
You can't get it from me. Break bread, 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 you can't get it from me.
Hold your breath till you blew in the face. Just in case you forget to stay in your place. One time you used to fuck with the best, and that's me. The old man came rock. Nigga, watch and see. I say we, not I. I don't want the whole thing. I just want my share of the pie. Hope to y'all greedy as hell. Won't pay for shit. And want a free beat as well. Nope, it's all over. Nope, it's a wrap. Yep, a West Coast not caught up in the trap. Yeah, my shit slapping like a wall. We got shit locked down. Strike three penitentiary walls. For the homies, I'm down for the cause. And that's real. Put them chips on the table. And we could always see them. They say the best things in life for free. Break bread. Or you get nothing from me. Nigga.
Break bread. You can't get it from me. 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 Break bread. You can't get it from me.
The power. Who say they the man? Who say that they cool, but they can't keep a fan? Never had a chance, so they never had a hit. Don't know the beat, so they can't tell me shit. One man band, one stop shop. Fish out of water, watch the ass flop. Standing on the top, looking down at you haters. I'm saying goodbye, no see you later. Wanna make breakfast, but don't have a skill. Slow ball effect, rolling fast downhill. Fuck how you feel, your competition is none. Before you got started, you was done. To make ends meet, not to play when I drive up and down the street. Don't let the niggas do your shit for free. Break bread, or you get nothing from me.
Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me. Break bread, and you can't get it from me.
There's actually no comparison from what we did to what's going on now. There's no comparison, period. There was no internet. You had to sell units, and people had to buy your unit for you to go platinum. Guess what? Platinum's about to be over. Gold is about to be over because of what's going on today. That's the difference between now and then. There's no more platinum, y'all. Just letting y'all know, platinum is over. So if you ever think about going and you're never going platinum, that's real spit.
Really?
Because nobody can keep up with the downloads.
Yeah, West Texas with the building on my West, nigga. West, you know what I'm saying? Straight LA, West Coast, nigga. You better recognize. Yeah, I'm from the Valley, from Eastland of the 6th, from Cali, from G.
matches the proxies. Fly baby, matches the set teams. Yeah, you know this house is living the life of the land of an OG Westie. Be my motto, hustle solo, bolo, travel alone, keep my year low. Suffer stuff from here, sick on dummy dice, and keep me living long. So I travel up, avoid nigga moments and pitfalls and traps. Keep these woolly niggas ass, this is my fate. And I'm my victims, keep the strip stabbing on my toes. Hit the strippers all alone, and I ride slow. G'd up, meet you, very dang, down, still pocket straight. I'm the stuck in the house party with his tail.
My baby, I gotta get this money. This shit right here ain't funny. Got so many women out there want me to live on a panty. So I'm rolling different designs. So pay attention when I'm driving. Cause it's for the lady, ice for me, you drive. So stop coming at me with that bullshit, grind ass shit. If I had a dick, I'd make you fuck that shit. I ain't got time to spend my last time. I'll punch you in your face, cause a thug like me be on the grind.
What it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet. And we back with it.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Pink. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that. None of that play though.
Play though.
Yeah. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, back up in this motherfucking Friday, yay.
Friday, yay, yay, yay.
Oh, yeah, you gotta yay it up. You know what I'm saying? We gotta have that yay, yay it up. No Kanye, but yeah, us yay.
We got
Chaz from Alcoholics up for this motherfucker. Check it out. I'm gonna open up the line, man. If y'all got some questions y'all wanna ask my man, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? We got 619 like motherfucker. 619.
Uh-oh, they
representing.
That's 619 San Diego area.
Hell yeah. What's my man, Ray Mysterio? You gonna do some 619. We got 619 up in there. What's going on? If y'all got some questions y'all wanna ask my man, let's go.
Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Us not want
to
talk.
Yo,
well,
what's up? Hello.
Don't worry about it. Let me ask the question. Man, look, check this out, man. How long you been doing this? And, hey, you know, I know Scotty getting ready to call in pretty soon, man. I know you down with Tila and... You know what I'm saying, J-Ro, man, I'm telling y'all, man. Sure. So tell them how you got started with all that.
I mean, I pretty much, I didn't start out trying to rap for a professional career and all shit like that. I just, you know, my cousin Swizz, he a DJ, so he, have all the latest songs and all that shit and everything. But I started really with Rest in Peace to Biz Markie. He had this song that he did called Make the Music with the Mouth Biz. And that was like my favorite song. Rest in Peace.
Somebody put time out. God damn it. We trying to get an interview. Y'all shut the fuck up and let this nigga talk. We'll get to you.
That instrumental, nigga, changed my life and shit. I thought that was like the greatest shit and everything. So I sat down and I wrote a rap to that one particular song, right? And everything. I mean, we said a beat. And so I asked him, could I see someone else? Could I kick my rap at this party? He was the one. And I kicked it and everybody loved it.
This.
And that point on, and I just kept going.
I'm on right now.
Y'all gonna get put in time out. Let this man talk. Y'all shut the fuck up and turn y'all TVs down, y'all music down.
Sorry, somebody in the phone.
It is.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got him. That's y'all 619. Y'all 619. Y'all about to. Y'all in timeout. Go ahead, man. I need that.
I know a hell of a dramatic ass story, you know, shit. I like the way it felt when I got up on a microphone with Swift. I think it was at a party at USC or somewhere. We were kids, though, you know what I'm saying? And I just like that. I was saying, say ho and all that shit, and the hoes were saying ho and all that. And the hoes, that just made me feel good, man, so I just kept doing it. That's it. But the music was always in my bones because Al Green is my godfather, so that's what I could do.
Okay, that's what's up. I didn't know that. That's what's up. That's deep.
My mom had me on tour when I was a kid. Al Green and his son, me and his son is the same age.
Man, every time Al came, if Al Green with my people, every time he come over, I have some greens.
That's my play, Al Green.
Hey, Al, here go your greens, nigga. You're going to be shitty as fuck tomorrow, but you're going to have some grain.
That's right, Al.
Nigga, have hamburgers and grain.
Cash, I got a question for you. I know you've been in the game as long as you've been in the game doing what you do. But, and the time, the game is changing the time as well. I want to know, who do you see right now that you would like to do some music with, or you have done some music with? Like, you know, I know you say you were writing on some other shit for the new album, but who would you would like to really like do some music with? With anybody that's out. I mean, I know we don't really rock a crazy shit, but, you know. You made just like a bucket list type thing? Yeah. I just told somebody like yesterday, that. I said a hell of a song that I would like to do, like a dream song would be with me, Jaggy Kiss, and DJ Quick on the beat, but he rapped too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to mix it up.
Wow.
I like all kinds of shit, so. So when I'm saying that, there's a lot of people I want to do songs with. I want to do songs with a lot of L.A. rappers. You know what I'm saying? Too many of the names, really. But
I'll make the beat.
DJ
Quick, yeah, y'all just get together and make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I got some fire.
I hear it, man. That's, you know, that's what we make happen.
As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be playing some background music. Fucking with y'all. Let me get my Corona on.
Yeah, but so that would be dope. That sounds like a pretty dope collaboration. It's like you far away from the mic, man. You got to get a little closer to the mic. What you say, man?
Yeah, I know this nigga always be sound like he like nigga in the bathroom with the goddamn phone in the living room,
man.
I
got my headphones on.
Nigga,
so,
why you,
I don't know.
If you got your headphones on, why you sound like you in the next room type of shit?
I don't know, man. Shit.
Yeah. What's the question again?
Nah, I was just really basically asking who would be the, you know, artist that you would like to do some new shit with, or like you said, your bucket list. Besides those two that you picked?
Yeah, I'm not pretty good to rap with every rapper that I want. But you know what? It's another East Coast dude, though, but yeah, I like to do a song with Red Man before we do all the new shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's a good friend of mine. We've gone tours and many tours and shows and shit and blah, blah, blah and everything. But every time we get together, we just smoke and drink and, you know, I don't drink no more. We smoke and drink and act crazy and shit, but we never even bought up doing a song, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
You know, I get that a lot. They say, man, y'all go hard song because y'all both rap like different than Red. We don't know what it is, but they always
no,
care.
That would sound good, but you and Red, man, that would be some crazy-ass parts.
Right, nigga, I got to call him and tell him about that. Like I said, we ain't even brought it up. But,
you
asking too quick. A lot of people don't work.
Nah, it's just
I want everybody out there to know too, and I've been laying off the rapping a little bit because I've been managing. I got this artist out of Dallas, Texas. His name is Junior Boy, but he make a move. He just did a song with Mary J. Blige. We're shooting a video September 9th and shit,
okay.
Man. So just check out the Junior Boy, man.
Okay.
It's gonna be a wave of shit that you're gonna see visually coming at you very shortly, but you know. I'm proud of him, though, because he got a hell of a story behind the music, you know?
That's what's up, man. We need more realistic shit than what we got right now, man. That's why the game is so fucked up and crazy, but you know how they are. But as long as you can bring that new shit, real shit, with some real shit to it, then it's more likely to go and blow, you know what I'm saying? You just got to do the work. That's what it is, man. But, okay, Junior Boy, all right.
Junior Boy, hey, you.
He just left here. This motherfucker said he was gonna go.
Yeah,
we talking about Scotty. I'll call Scotty on the.
Can I say something?
I'm calling. Yeah, say what you gotta say.
Okay, well, check this out, man. Rico, you're texting me,
yeah,
right? And I love you to death. I know you got a big meeting right now, so let's just wrap this up real quick. I love y'all so much. You know what I mean? You know, let's get all the questions going. He got like a big meeting in like probably like another 15 seconds.
There's a meeting for Zoom?
Nah, he has a meeting. He has a meeting, another Zoom meeting, yeah, coming up in a little bit. But I just want to keep him on schedule. I apologize. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? If y'all got the questions, bring it in. Let's make it pop. You know what I mean?
But look,
so
how long is the show? How long is the show on though? How long is the show?
No, we gonna be we got another 53 minutes.
Yeah, this ain't gonna take but like 20. So we knock this out, and then I'm gonna hit y'all right back, and then try to get Scotty on the line too. I got something.
Oh yeah, I just hit him and told him to call. So you know what I mean?
All right, well just text me when to get on the line, and then but I'm gonna call y'all soon as the mini's over anyway.
Yes, all right, sir.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, I'm going to be right back. At
you. Oh, yeah. Right. We're going to be here for a minute. We got 52 more minutes left. Scotty will be here.
All right, so.
You know, as a matter of fact, I think he's getting ready to jump in.
The other two joints. What happened to the other two joints?
Oh, yeah, well, it's all good shit, like firewood, man. We
here. We'll go to two, he come back or whatever.
Hey, because we still got two more songs that we got to play. You know what I mean?
Alright, just making sure we was on numbers right. You know, we that's how we keep it where we at with numbers.
True West Radio, man, nobody don't do it like this, you know what I mean? That's what we do. Man, we give it a jump into a couple of joints. Hold on, let me see. What the fuck am I gonna play until they get back? Let me see. I might play.
I might roll me up a joint since he's talking about
man,
that.
I need to do something to where I can roll up a blunt. You know what I'm saying? I gotta
I
go to the goddamn waterworks and all that shit.
I keep
shit.
Trying to tell you, brother. This is the thing what? That you gotta do. Before you do anything else, well, pray to God first. But after that, I don't care what you do throughout the day. Always have your weed ready to go, so when you're ready to do it, it'll already be ready for you to have it. Just nothing but light up and just blow in and out. That's just how you got to do it, bro. You know?
Well, thank you. Thank you, brother, for putting me some on, put me on that. I'm going to play some bitch. True West. Yeah.
Y'all call me right now.
West. B-Rob. West. Yeah. West. It's going down. West. Hey, nigga. West. You know where you at? West. You better get your strap. Load up. Let's go. West. We rap our shit all the time, nigga. 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 We rap our shit all the time, nigga.
West Coast, we rap our shit
all the time, nigga. I rep this West Coast shit with my chest out. Any nigga poppin' that shit, better go that best route. It's that OG Lynch mob on the track with that nigga Chili Chill on the beat. Now who wanna get jacked? Give it up, nigga. It's crack dope, a nigga like a dope spot. Boiling pot, hot on the stove, we got that dope ride. We serve niggas with the speed, whatever they need. Some of that West bomb that make their chest bleed. We automatic like them clips hanging from them guns. Niggas wildin' in the streets, doing shit for fun. Homies fuckin' with their cars and fuckin' with bitches. Smokin' on that cushion, hittin' the switches. Refreshin' by the paint with full body wraps. To live in California, had them got it snapped. If you don't know what's happening, watch your step, bitch. This is Killer California, how we rep shit. We rep our shit all the time, nigga. 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 We rep our shit all the time, nigga.
West Coast, we rep our shit.
We on the grind, nigga. My real West niggas, they bounce up on the shore. Shining under the sun, they shining like a star. Rolling slow with they finger wetted to the law. Fuck y'all. With a bad breezy dip, slow giving a jaw. We throw them dubs up, nigga, and cover up the world. When bitches come to West, they turn to Cali girl.
They know what's happening with the homies in the fashion. Hoes coming deep to the party, giving us action. They know my Cali niggas always stay smashing. Keep something fat on the hip, no need for acting. Cause it's a jungle sometimes, you gotta keep your gear. Bears and monkeys, gorillas lurk around here. Stay on our shit, just like a nasty ass fly. For all the colors we wear, nigga, they do or die. Be right, you know I represent that West trick. And ain't a damn thing changed up in my circle, bitch. We rep our shit
all the time, nigga.
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 We rep our shit.
We on the grind, nigga.
It ain't no other place like this California sun. If you don't watch your back, they hit you with that box gun. This is why I stay ready like my nigga free. We gotta maintain on these streets, nigga, keep it peace. We got these fakes, wanna imitate the real shit. Act like a bitch when they step into the line pit. Wanna switch up like a lane when you apply the pressure. When you in L.A., nigga, somebody go catch. Where you niggas from? You niggas ain't no snitches on the fucking block. Gotta deal with them quick before they call a shot. Always a hatin' nigga that wanna stop your guap. That's why I always serve a cold nigga something hot. This the way it is, living in the Wild West. Stepped up to the game, nigga, you can't find no stress. A real Cali nigga smoking on that bomb vest. I'm from the east side, fool, but I be reppin' west. We rep our shit
all the time, nigga.
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 West Coast, we rep our shit.
We on the grind, nigga.
Shot goes out to that OG ass, heavyweight ass nigga, chill, chill on a motherfucker track.
Bitch bar,
2016, still jacking. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Be robbing a motherfucking cut. West, doing my motherfucking thing. Representing for the West, you know what I'm saying? West, we ain't doing nothing but boasting. West. We always west coastin', feel me?
West,
it's going down.
West,
we gon' let this beat just rock like
west.
This.
West,
you know what I'm saying?
West,
it's a
west.
Chilly chill motherfucker track, nigga.
West,
we rep our shit. We rep our shit. We rep our shit. We rep our shit.
Hey,
we rep our shit.
West
coast, we rep our shit.
West.
West Coast, we rep shit.
What?
Yeah.
What?
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 West Coast,
what?
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 West Coast.
Could you catch me? Catch me, I've been falling, falling, I'm falling to the ground, I'm falling down, 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 yeah, catch me, down, 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 baby, pick me up off the ground, I've fallen out of bounds, I slightly hit my head and bit this nap and cracked my crown, put it up away, my royalty is loyalty, I'm holding my weight. Yeah, my bulletproof vest on tight, protecting me while blessing me, I'm living my life, no, who's the queen of the crop, you wondering and it's haunting cause I'm climbing the chart, I'm not a new kid on the block, I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town, I'm moving on up my style, so wickedly wow, they versatile on top of pals, I'm turning down, volumes are blow low. Conceived by
sweet, sweat so deep. So spirit on your body waving gold, sweating platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. You let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling, falling.
My brother, you be standing by my side. instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twine of rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twine of rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept. I didn't come back for drama, I just came to have fun. No need for www.playahater.com. If you wanna take it there, I take it from here and beyond. When enough ammo to level everything up under the sun. Have we forgotten? No one is really running this shit. Some can't understand it, just try to fan the flame that they lit. Like condoms on my dick, you break you off, you throw the fuck off. In two hands, I'm making a threesome cause you get drunk and jack off. So you can kill that nonsense about all the ass that you get. And I come to keep buying maxes when you know they don't fit. You get work like overtime with that bullshit that you spit. I flip it in that twilight way and keep it cracking, you trick. I treat a rap like a prison, I took it easy at first. Learn to trick it to the do around the third and last verse. So no longer do I wonder why I was blessed with the curse. Hold on to your panties, my nigga, shit's about to keep worse. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept. My city been waiting on me like he talks and Drake. But he barely can walk, let alone talk, they say. God, please don't take him now, yo, I heard him say. Twilight wanted to. And no time flat. Had me posted up and watch my nigga, don't mind that. I seen death three times, so I don't fear that. The what goes around comes around, so guess who's back. You think you harder than the hardest artist, come see I. Who's harder than the hardest artist, baby, that be twi. Here's a little something from my fam, FYI. I'ma keep it on the poppin' till the day that I die. You see me ease through the club, look how easy I ease. You got enough to buy the bar, plus you and your crew too. You heard me on the box, what station you tuned to? No more jar jacket, now it's time to see. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you. Under my attention, you got it. Now where's your crew now? 6 days, one night thinking what should we do now? You know you can't move now, I'm back on the groove now. Put your thumbs on reverse, of course, what should I do first? Should I hit you with a foreplay, getting your ass first? My worst curse, my worst verse, who wanna go first? I treat you like R. Kelly and I flip on your best first. Hating on me, do y'all be hating the limelight? That's why I hate you, cause you lame, don't rhyme right. Every time I hear them, it be like, who do they sound like? Oh yeah, that's Weezy shit, your shit still don't sound right. Like, your mother told you, don't be messing with that man. Robin, don't be running around fucking with Batman. I'm lyrically obese with an eating disorder. Dispatch and D-course and lead you late to the slaughter. So no matter what you do, you never feed me, nigga. No, this the Ray Charles, you never see me, nigga. And it's true what they say, I am an asshole, nigga. You don't believe me, stand between me and my cash flow, nigga. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you. It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a twilight rhyme you step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, and sorry I kept you.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
website,
graphic design,
EPK, EPK,
artist development,
artist development,
DJ,
DJ,
and much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts, studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West
These
Radio.
This tripping, man. What the fuck is going on with y'all shit, man? True West Radio, we back in the building, man. These motherfuckers, whoa, whoa.
What happened?
I don't know. These motherfuckers is... These motherfuckers, first of all, these motherfuckers, they ain't let me play my shit. That's going to be the first thing. Scotty D is in the building. Scotty D,
what's up, man? What it do? Peace and love to you.
Where my man, where my boy, my nephew, man, Young Cash at, man, Boss Man Cash.
Hey. We had that get him tomorrow at the Green Turtle, right? Tomorrow, right?
Is Taz on the show right now? Yeah.
Oh, Taz, he said they just went somewhere else. Went real quick. He said he'd be right back.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I'm on or what?
Yeah, you on here.
Oh, okay. Yo, you know we're going crazy tomorrow at the Green Turtle over at Whittier. You know what I mean? We got a couple great ones coming in the building, unheard of, and all the great shit. That's the best way to hear it, when you hear it first. You know what I mean?
Every time now, for music is your life.
Music is definitely your life. Let's go. You hear
it?
Hey, me and Scotty show up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just roll out the red carpet.
I've been on guest list, man, for the last 30 years. I ain't paid to get in the club, but I come in there and I blow up your bar. So if I'm not on the guest list, I can't blow up the bar.
Hey, look, that's why I told BP. I say, nigga, if we can't roll up in that motherfucker with the VIP, I don't go nowhere if I ain't got no VIP.
I mean, that's no VIP. This put me on the guest list, man. If I ain't on no guest list, I can't blow up your bar.
Hey, the nigga told me, he said, hey, man, oh, for real, man, do I have to pay the tribute? And I said, nigga, what? I should have told him to say, hell yeah, nigga. I was like, nah, nigga, you ain't got to pay to come here, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Scotty,
I'm telling y'all
Scotty,
niggas to come down.
Hey, Scotty, yeah. we just stayed here, just work.
It's all fine with me. Anywhere I go, man, Hey, I like blowing up bars, man, because I come into town, man, it's shot after shot after shot. Don't let it be your birthday, your cake day, or whatever day. We're gonna have a meeting at the bar. No misunderstanding whatsoever.
Let's pretend it's my C-Day in the bar.
Well, we can see that right there in the studio, man. Get your good day. That's what I told you from the video. I don't mind popping up to a party. I pop up all over the place, see my kids, see my cousins, loved ones. All that, pop up at the crab joint, whatever. I do pop up parties.
No, actually, BP got something really good going on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be a lot of people up in there.
And that,
I said he was gonna roll up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Is Tash on the show?
Yeah, he's performing tomorrow night.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. That's cool.
Hey. You know, I didn't want to perform because I didn't want to have to serve everybody in the building. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we didn't want that to happen. So you know, we just said fuck all that.
If I grab the mic, everybody dead. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. Nah,
and we trying to live.
Yeah, well, look, check this out. Why we talking? Let everybody know where it's gonna be. What time is going to be, how it's going to be, what it's going to be.
Well, basically, tomorrow night it's going down at the Green Turtle in Whittier, California, for the Music Is My Life hip-hop show and networking party, featuring Taz and great others in the building. Like I said, Scotty D will be in the building, King Scratch, my nigga Mizzolino, Block Life, Ladies of the West, G-Web, B-Rob going to come through. I got vendors in the place to be. My nigga Jeezy coming through. DJ Shockwave on the ones and twos. Man, it's going to be a great thing. It's going to be popping. GMB is going to be in the building. It's a networking party and, you know, show a hip-hop show on that real shit tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? $20 at the door from 9 to 2 a.m. Drink sessions all night. I'll be hosting. And it's going down, man. Everybody come through, man. And make sure you wear your mask. That's all we ask.
Wait a minute. Somebody about to get put in time out.
Okay, so you can back
to you. Jojo.
That's a,
where you at?
That's a, that sounds like Adriana from Limo Boss. That sounds like her.
Jojo, where you at? Gavetti, where you at?
I'm in, man.
Limo Boss be in the building tomorrow, pulling up in their party buses. You know, they bringing that San Diego love to Whittier, fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be quite great tomorrow night.
I already put
night.
Myself on mute already. I did mute.
Yeah, I'm
put
right here.
On mute.
I'm going balls out.
There go Miz right there. That probably would be it. Was that Adriana that called Miz?
I don't know, man. I ain't even really, like, you know what I mean, in tune to the whole who called in.
It sounded like her. I heard a little Heiner talking in the background.
Yeah, if it sounded great, it was her. How about that?
Hey,
I could see everybody on here, man. So we all feel like firewood.
Our number is like a 760 number. Like that.
But
nah,
it's going down tomorrow night.
They ain't
in. It's going to be popping, man. I hope everybody can come out and enjoy themselves and have a good time and network and party and look at a great show and be a part of greatness tomorrow night for the Music Is My Life hip-hop show and networking party at the Green Church. Now you got something
to do. Because me and Scotty, you know, we doing a lot of work. So, you know,
come film some of that shit for that Western
Point
shit.
It's totally up to him. Now, we want to roll, we going to roll down there. We could clap through there, you know what I'm saying?
He already said he's coming, so he said he's going to be at the board, nigga.
Don't out the message, motherfucker.
Well, we heard motherfucker.
Hey, that's by LA, San Diego.
Let me explain. It's like 20, 30 minutes outside going east of Los Angeles. The address is 11464 East Whittier Boulevard, Whittier, California.
Okay.
We're going straight into SA territory, so we bring in the burners with us just in case.
That's off the 210 freeway.
That's off the 605.
That's the 605.
North.
Oh, 605 down there. Cool. Okay, going to. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that we got some containment.
Now, I wanted y'all to hear from Tash, man. I'm the original.
I'm at the store, right? And I'm telling them, hey, Miss Parker. And like, she like, what? Like, you don't even believe in yourself, baby. I believe.
Oh, that was your ass over there macking me.
That's what we heard. I know I heard an S. I heard
a Latina chick talking in the background.
Hey, that's what it is. Right now, she on the line. She about to get on right now. Claudia, she on there.
Peep game, man. Scotty, what were you saying, man? Let them know about how you know about all the alcoholics and
all of the alcoholics came through me by way of King T. King T was like my one of my DJs at my first one of my schools, and we discovered J-Roll. J-Roll was already in the group, and I put both of them on the same thing, and that's how they got together with the alcoholics, and they discovered Exhibit. So that's something I brought to the table, the whole alcoholic family. And it's over 30 groups now. They're so worldwide. They're worldwide right now. The alcoholics are worldwide. They got one. A show that's so dope. When they first started, was the Tribe Called Quest. They first toured with Tribe Called Quest, and they were headlining. Tribe Called Quest came after them. They wet the stage up so much that Tribe Called Quest made them change their show up. You know what I'm saying? They didn't make them, but, you know, all the promoters for alcoholics, you know, y'all got to, like, be mindful of your drink spilling, because they were spraying people in the audience that didn't want to get sprayed, like handicapped people with guns. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
It was crazy. Damn. Y'all don't know who y'all on the line with.
Oklahoma.
Y'all know who y'all on the line with. This cat right here.
BP.
Yo, yo.
I got Claudia on the line, and she want to talk shit. She said they talking about alcoholics.
Okay, I cut her off because he had too much in the background. Let me let her read it. Go ahead. Talk shit. Talk your shit.
Yeah, she talking about shit. Let her talk her shit. Yo.
Go ahead, girl.
I don't know how to talk shit. Cause we all go here to like punch me or something.
Then if you don't know how to talk shit, you need to get off the phone.
Hey, get off the radio show, huh? Hey, that's
you're talking to. Yeah, I'm getting started right now.
Yeah, she's fucking shit. She ain't saying shit, bro.
Well, what you gonna say? Say something, goddammit.
Huh?
Hey, I'm fine. Say I'm beautiful. Say something.
Oh my God.
Hey, yo, Scratch, yo, BP, I tell you what, they always got something to say till they ain't got nothing to say, correct?
All the time, right?
Hey, you be like, all right, now, okay.
Until the lights come on, huh? Lights, camera, action.
Exactly.
It's like when you ride the bike, right, and you try to jump off the curb and your neck got hit. Boom! What the fuck?
Hey, it's like you're getting the first taste of fame, you know what I'm saying? Now you're skied. Come on, now.
Right.
Hold up, nigga. Say, you know that.
Say what you gotta say, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Say what you gotta say, baby. Say what you gotta say, baby.
You know we do.
Y'all be quiet.
Oh, well.
Y'all be quiet. She bashful.
Nah, that's it. I'm over it. I'm over it.
You're over it.
You hit the switchboard on it. Boop. Yo, you're muted.
Fuck yeah, man. What the fuck? Is these all
yeah, she was being like a turtle crawled in the shell.
Yeah, you know what the crazy part about our career, right, is that we're great at being who we are. That makes sense?
On the path to greatness.
Yeah, we are great at who we are. Like, we're not even in between. Like, nobody's questioning themselves. That's where the uniqueness of greatness is in, you know? Like, when you are not in question. You know what I mean? Talking to my cousin Tash, he's like the hottest dude in America or the world when it comes to rapping. And, you know what I mean? But the point of it is sometimes best kept secret is always great, correct? You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people don't know that. They're like, hey, you know what? King Scratch, who's that? Best Kept Secret. Who's that? BP. Best Kept Secret. Ross Flair. Miss Lena. Best Kept Secret. You know what I mean?
I know for a fact I'm the best kept secret ever.
Hey, I got a question. How is that?
How am I the best kept?
Yeah, because you know what? Let me tell you why I say that. Because you got 12 platinum and gold plaques. So how you a kept secret?
Because
you high right
I
now,
do
bro.
More
you
than
high.
Make music. I got plaques because I did music.
But you're not.
Okay,
but
what I'm saying
is,
but you're not a kept secret, bro.
Scotty.
I'm here.
I told them motherfuckers that I was giving them write that movie. What that movie look like?
Man, I'm gonna tell y'all, man. I ain't saying this. I ain't no dick rider. Never been no studio hype. None of that. Scratch was telling me about this script, right? But then he shot it to me on paper. It looks so professional. Like he'd been doing this for like 100 years. Like he grew up doing this. He ain't never been to school for none of the stuff he does right now. He got a professional film done for me. He done did so many videos for other people. He done been on so many different soundtracks. I've been trying to check his credibility since I met him. And he keeps chopping my cards. He keeps trumping my shit. I'm like, dog, I quit. I threw in the towel. Especially today, he's going to tell me, man. You always tell me, man. Hey, Scotty, prayer works, man. God got this. And he threw that back on me today, so I got to respect and love him for what he is and what he's doing. And he do. And all he got to do is stop hating on Kanye, and he going to be all right.
Can't do what?
Stop hating on Kanye.
Quit hating on Kanye.
Hey, check it out. I tried yesterday. On Wednesday, he asked who the person he hated the most. He say Kanye 69. I was about to say Kanye, but you know.
Oh, yeah, he's chilling. You know. He's chilling because Tekashi ain't no more drunk. Ye is the man right now. Tekashi
I'm about to
shit.
Say, hey, that's been the man. He's been hating on.
He set himself on fire. You can't touch that. He set himself on fire and got his estranged wife to come on stage with her. A Illuminati bridal girl. And he had met more men and the baby. Come on, man. You can't top that. Nobody can.
He gonna Illuminati all his goddamn people around him fucked up.
He didn't show the whole world I tricked y'all, I'm still in the thing.
Scotty D, check this out. When you sell your soul to the devil, when do you have to pay it back?
Hey, you gotta pay it back every time they call on you. It's there forever. You're paying back
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
I can't do it.
But they are doing it in a lifetime spent in our time. They're showing us in our time how to get down. Period. Come on,
I ain't gonna be able to do it. I ain't gonna be able to do it. There's no way I could sell my soul and I know that they gonna come back for it. They gonna come back for it eventually.
Are you on that? He's gonna come back at any given time. Yeah. It's an opportune time when you're not expecting he gonna want his ass back. He wants some of that ass, he wants something back. He wants it back. What he can't.
So you could sell your soul and blow the fuck up, and you could be on top of the world. But when that motherfucker come back to get your soul, it's a wrap.
Yeah, they got a movie about it, man. It's called The Crossroads. The Crossroads is an actual movie they made behind that to show everybody how it goes. And
right, so you said somebody coming back to get whose soul?
Anytime you cross that line, you put your blood on the line and join the Illuminati and take that deal. That's your ass. You got
Now we're talking.
You don't care about being rich. You just want to be famous. And that's these black ass young kids. Man, all these little young kids, they want to be famous, man. Little Nas, they the same thing.
Wait a minute. Hey, Scotty, check this out. Check this out, cuz. Check this out, Scotty. We was talking about it the other night. Okay. Who the fuck is young NBA? Who the fuck is young Yachty?
You talking about NBA Young Boy?
Yeah, all of these motherfuckers, where the fuck do they come from? Because I swear to God, I ain't never heard none of their songs.
Young boy's been around a minute. But these are kids, though, bro. They was kids the last 3-4 years.
They whack as fuck. All of them sound the same.
But you talking you got to realize, young boy appealed through social media, bro. He was a young. He was young.
Oh,
so the kids was following him, man.
Through
social media. Right.
Why?
Hey, I'm telling you what. Let me tell you what. His fans love his music.
I'm going to tell you what the difference is. The difference is everybody from down south, y'all motherfuckers got a whole different thing to where we got over here on the west. Anything that happened over there, y'all, it's something different that y'all got on the south than we got on the west. You got the young, the little. I'm not feeling it.
It's the young people that get the mind of the young. That's their job. Their job is to
steer the young people.
You didn't get that from me.
Or me. Or nobody on this phone. We too old. They want the
Hold on, we got about 11 minutes left. What is the average motherfucking age on this phone right now? I'm 53.
I'm the oldest. I'm 6.
46.
I'm 12.
I know.
42. 21.
That's what I'm saying. Now, let's find out, the average age difference is about at least 45 years old with everybody on here. Now, everything that these motherfuckers doing, do you listen to it? Do you love it? Do you like it?
I just got my daughter, my nieces and them. Nephew, and they keep me in tune with all
I'm talking about you, bro. What's your nephew?
I'm telling you how I stay in tune with all of it. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
I'm not. I don't like their music.
They can't go all the way in tune, bro. The kids can't keep you all the way in tune, and you be knowing what they doing.
So, are y'all agreeing on doing the things that they do for y'all to come up, or you going to do
because they got a different mentality, bro. That's a different thing.
You think I'm going to do what they do to come up? Because
hell,
you can't
about to make
come
they
up
type
off
of music.
Of that. Wait a minute. Look, check this out. Have everybody ever thought about doing something different to where people follow you on what you do versus what they fucking doing? Y'all got to come up with something different. Come up with something different.
One thing about what they doing is you got to realize that hot age to get. They're locked up for a long time, 20 to 30. So, you know, between 20 and 30, you got to make it out that 20 and 30 range.
Oh, my God. All right, somebody about to get put in time out.
All right, I'm going to just sum it up like this, man. If you really want to know through music of what's going on from then to now and how they're doing things, go put up this book called The White Tailed Horse, man, and it'll explain to you what's going on.
You said a white what?
It's called The White Tailed Horse.
The White Tailed Horse?
The White Tailed Horse.
BP.
Yes, sir.
I want to make sure y'all understand. We got Green Turtle tomorrow. We got Trash.
Hey, Chad.
I was on mute because of the traffic.
Huh? Hey, Chad. Is that you back there?
Yeah, he just said he right there.
Okay.
What up, Chad?
Scotty wanted to holler at that, bro.
What up, Scotty?
Scotty, what's up,
man? Boy, man. Come on, man. We go back, man, like two flats on the Cadillac, man. I'm going to tell you, my love you, boy. Stay relevant. You've been out here. You've been doing your thing. I was glad when they told me that you was on the show. You know, that was all right, man. We had some good fun.
Yeah, man. What you doing tomorrow night, man? We got a little gig tomorrow night and everything. What's the blow up, man?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm up in the studio trying to finish up this film, man, on the Feeler Shop Boys. You know what I'm saying? I'm really killing that right there. The Feeler Shop Boys going to be so off the hook. I'm bringing all that back, you know, the right way. So if we don't,
you know,
if we finish this tomorrow early, we're going to come on out.
They were saying I need to be in the movie, man. That's what they were saying.
My girl, I mean, ain't nothing to it.
Now, if you stay around, yeah, you could be it. Oh, we got the 2 weeks movie, man. I'm telling you.
We can go out. Tennis out there in Vegas. He got the big spread. Him and Wino got them houses been out there forever undercover. They big celebrities out there in Vegas.
I got a little car, though.
And I still got the condo every time, though.
But yeah, good hearing from you, though, man. I mean, good hearing you, man. So, man, we go way back, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing tomorrow. I was with Tina early. He took off out there the dad's video shoot. I just couldn't roll, man. I had to finish up myself with my producer, man, King Scratch.
I seen that making of that video because my boy was in it, too. A lot of niggas over there. I seen about that over there. Yeah, so that's what I
just make it.
Niggas be out here working, man. Yeah.
We already got Tash in the video, right?
So what?
Oh yeah, I got all of them. I got Tash. They're on the commercial. All of them is on the commercial.
I know.
Right now.
We did the commercial.
I got them in the video doing live shows and everything.
Oh, we already in it then. Okay.
I got him in the belt.
I just want to salute you in the movie.
That's all. All right, bro. Salute you back, my brother. Salute you back, Taz, man. I love you, man. Keep doing your thing. You know, my phone number 24/7, 365. Same number for the last 25 years. I ain't changing. All right,
that's dope. I'm at you tomorrow, man. I can barely hear you. I'm standing by the street. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. I didn't hear the last thing you said, but you know you
were.
Well,
I was just the last two joints.
That's serious right there. That's fine.
Well,
I got his number. I'll shoot you my number, and then I'll shoot his number to you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's a bad.
Shoot
all
right, his number. We're doing a movie called 2 weeks, so you know, if y'all down with it, we trying to get some people that's dedicated to be in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm just right down the street. Right down the street.
We got y'all, man.
I'm in Vegas.
Man,
that's why I'm in Vegas. But I said right down the street. Who's
going to have to step on the plane? Hey, Dad, you live in Vegas?
Yeah. I moved to Vegas. I'm back and forth, though, you know. I'm out here, I'm out there.
I live in Barstow. Come on down there and get some of this hot heat.
Barstow, that's halfway, and a halfway.
Yeah.
That's halfway between here.
Come and get some of this fire over here, man.
Give me a number. Don't hear
from me. There's a lot of shit like that. Somebody about to get put in time.
That's me. That's what I'm saying. Cars going by. And I was tacos up. You know what I'm
saying? Well, I don't think or press about. Nah, but yeah, I shoot you the number. You got the 213 number, right?
Yeah, 213.
Yeah, so, well, goddamn it, well, you going to be down there at the show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, well, I'm up with it. Yep.
And third, right. Well, me and Scott Tabler is going to be down there. I'm trying to see if I need to go and make me some new shirts then.
I don't lie, I can barely hear y'all. I can't hear what y'all saying, but I'm breathing. Sometimes I go along with it.
Everybody,
let's talk. Just shoot the numbers, man. And I call everybody one-on-one, you know what I'm saying? When I can hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, everybody's going to be at the party tomorrow. The network, Drew.
Yeah, come on out tomorrow night with you.
Yeah, we on our way.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if I roll up in that motherfucker, and they give me a hard time getting in,
Hold on. See, there you go with that bullshit again.
He
said, your name's going to be on the dope. It was big letters.
Nigga, I live in Barstow.
Me and the man, he the one throwing it.
I live in Barstow, cuz, so I'm not getting
that.
But
it doesn't got to do with anything, nigga.
All right.
So where you live at, my nigga? I'm throwing the motherfucking show.
All right.
So why you keep on saying that, my nigga?
No. See, you not understanding, because it's been plenty of time.
No, I do understand it. Why you're not understanding it, brother?
No.
God damn.
It's been plenty of time.
He said he's a promoter.
Oh, my God. You know what?
The only thing I'm saying is I just want to make sure when I roll to the door, I'm recognized. That's all.
Hey, but he's saying you talking like he a janky promoter.
Nah,
he said, you know what I'm saying?
He a jerky promoter.
Yo, hold on.
I ain't
saying
he a
jerky
promoter.
No, but I'm saying, but you got to respect his business, though. I'm saying, but you got
to
respect his business, though.
Can I do us a favor?
Scott, you hear what I'm saying?
Hold up, Pete Scott. Can I do us a favor? I'm going to go with this. Boss Player and Vizzolino is collabo all the way right there in Whittier, California. With my relative, my cousin, family, all the way, let's go. From the Alcoholics, hosting, doing his thing. The gang of great ones, you know what I mean? I don't even want to tell you about it. Just go to Boss Players, you know what I mean, Instagram or his actual Facebook.
I just
want to
see the bar. Make sure you go to the bar.
You,
all the other stuff, y'all can have that. I just want to see the bar. And see a good show. That's it.
Look at this bar. Hey, Scotty D.
Show me
let me just tell you something, brother. Real quick, I'm explaining. Soon as you walk through the door, the motherfucking bar will be to your left, right next to the stage, so you ain't got to go far, brother.
No problem. I can smell
that's
the bar.
I
got to
check.
100 miles away. Don't get
see,
twisted.
And see, he understands. However, scratch with this old method ass bullshit that really don't need to be said. I'm the promoter.
Whoa.
So how the fuck is it that you got to pay if you fucking with the niggas that's doing the show? That's what I don't get.
Hey, boss player. Did they forget that we're sponsored
crazy,
by
man.
A vodka company? Did they forget we're sponsored by a vodka company? So the drinks is euphoric?
Oh, yeah, man. Euphoric could be in the building, too, man. God damn. Fucking up my night with this shit, dude. It's going to be popping, man. Just show your ass up, brother. That's all you got to do. And we Gucci.
Is it gonna be, hey, your name's going to be at the dough in capital letters.
Nigga, I'm going to be at the dough. So you go see me, nigga. If you ain't going to see me, you going to see Liz, nigga.
Can y'all hear me?
And that's just what it is.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, yo. Brother.
Yo, is it love? What's happening?
I'm going to be in the VIP section, nigga, with all the women. So how about that?
Oh,
man, came on.
Is him low? What's happening?
We got chicks in the building. They said, I don't know. I don't know. We got a gang of chicks in the building. No, hey, we limited. Hey, we got hundreds of limitation.
Man,
limo boss coming through.
I
know, party,
can I come there? What? Can I come there and see through my fingers? Can I see through my fingers? You know, I'm blind.
Yeah,
I need to see through my fingers.
If you spread your fingers, right?
I got this nigga motherfucker showing flicks. Nigga, y'all ain't got
no
motherfucking
show. It's a hip-hop show.
Open the motherfucking line.
Hip-hop show. Can't see through your fingers.
Yeah, we talking about the ladies. We ain't talking about the show. We talking about the ladies. We talking about the ladies.
No,
we
told them
I'll
be in the VIP section with the ladies. That's what I told them.
Oh, I tell you, go ladies. Yes, sir. Go ladies. Exactly. If you call them out, they're coming out. You know that, right?
So, yeah, man, we just come, everybody that want to come through, if I'm fucking with you, you in my joint, man, bottom line.
Yes, sir. Hey, ladies.
I'm saying, ain't that no
speech.
I mean,
it's
what
all good,
it is.
Man. Hell yeah. I ain't trying to go wild, but they're telling me, like, nigga, he can't get in the club. He was like, if I can't get in the club. Nigga, what the fuck?
You know,
We would always talk to you at the bar.
Nigga, chillin'. And I'm a host
VIP
the show. And when Taz gets there, I'm going to let him do the rest, man. And I'm Gucci. We're going to have
a good
time.
Fred said he want a red carpet with his name on it.
Well, he better
so he know he can do
it. Put it out for himself, nigga. See what I'm saying? He better bring it and spread it out himself.
Hey, you talking about a Scratch? Now Scratch over there printing T-shirt. He mess around printing his own red carpet and roll it
That's
out.
That's what I'm saying.
He just
roll it out.
He just want to know that his name at the door in capital letters. So when he get there, have his red carpet rolled out.
He ain't got to
worry
got
no
about it. I'm right there, bro. I told him read the flyer, nigga. It says BP Entertainment and Limo Boss Entertainment presents, nigga. So how the fuck you ain't gonna be able to get in my shit? And you fucking with the promoters.
Yo.
I tell you what. Going down tomorrow.
Yeah. That's all I know. Hey, you can
got a little bar coming through.
I know
what I'm doing. Huh? You heard?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm
one second making that.
I'm in this joint right now. It's going down for the music is my life. It's going down.
How do you throw them?
After hour type thing or what?
Yeah. Huh?
We after hours, huh?
Yeah, we a little bit after hours until they get tired of hearing us talking shit. And then they're going to cut us off.
That's what it is.
Huh? You know what the worst thing about people who don't like talking shit? They don't know how to talk shit.
Well, I definitely know how to talk shit. and back my shit up, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Talking shit is in motion, huh? It's in motion. Yeah, man. Hey, you know what?
Yeah, but I got action. I got action to my emotion too, nigga. Don't get it twisted.
BP, we should have like, hey. We should have like a 5-minute talk shit session, real shit. No rap,
exactly,
no
man.
Shit. No beat, no nothing. Just give them two mics, talk shit. You hear me? Huh?
Hey, it's gonna be so popping, man. It's gonna be popping,
huh?
Man. That's all I gotta say, man. So whoever, you know, want to come through, like I said, Scotty D. Scratch, y'all know y'all welcome, man. I don't know why that nigga's talking like that. I don't know. He must be, something must be wrong with him tonight. I don't know. I told him, nigga, come through. That's all you got to do. Show
I guess
up.
What happened. What the hell happened?
I don't know. He was saying he got to going back to about, oh, man, I got to make sure I'm good to get in. Nigga, what do you mean? How you going to keep saying the same shit over again?
Nigga,
like,
that nigga
you know
is
perfect
shit. You know he gonna get in.
That nigga in. Yeah, I know he gotta be in the VIP section with all the ladies. I told the nigga that's where I'm gonna be at. Either I'm on the stage or I'm in VIP.
Nah,
I don't gotta
put him
set
where
up for
the fat chicks is at. So it's gonna be all just him and fat chicks.
He said,
yeah,
"What? What at?"
Yeah, we just gonna put him all in the corner with him and fat chick.
Hey,
yeah,
fat chick
got
your love too.
I
want a man in the corner with the fat bitches.
Squeeze,
they can squeeze me like a lemon. They can get every drop they can get.
We go
yeah,
all virgins,
yeah.
And they all virgins. He said, "Yo, check this out."
He said they all virgins. Oh my God, man!
They got paperwork to verify their virgin.
Come here, boy.
I don't believe it.
Come here. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you one goddamn thing, and I'm going to say this. And y'all please hear me out, brothers. Hear me out, brothers. Hear me out, brothers. Hey, hold up. Hold up real quick. I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to go back to what I'm doing. No matter what it is and what part of you brothers play in this music game that we play in and doing this, we all fucking matter at the end of the goddamn day. You know what I'm saying? But whether if we the fucking secret, or we known or not, we still fucking matter. Because I'm going to tell you like this, and no disrespect to the legends and the greats and the heavyweights, but real talk is that, hold on a second, y'all. God damn, somebody call it. Hold on.
Who does that?
Yeah,
boy, cut it out. Let me finish this thing. Hey, I love you, baby. So,
Preston, feel love. I wonder if he can check in after the show.
Probably hung up after all that yelling and shit.
Who that, Sweet V?
Yeah.
Where you been at?
I don't know.
Yeah, hello. Okay, I'm
hey, it got real in the field on here, I see. I came in on the ass end of the shit.
Excuse me, I don't mean it to, but what I'm saying is, what I was saying a moment ago, is that they got to understand that the promoters out here, most of us, we be in the streets. And they be in the streets doing what they doing, whatever they doing. But the nigga, it's the ones, the promoters, that keep them niggas going in the game, period. Because without us, it wouldn't be no show. It wouldn't be no fucking going to clubs or different certain venues to do this at all. because actually Cub really just give a fuck is we can come and drink and dance and take your ass home. But, you know, hip-hop and the rap game has got so big globally that it got to be accepted into certain venues. So this is what I'm saying is that, you know, we all matter, brothers and sisters, in this game, no matter what, if your name is out there or not. If you do something in it, you matter. And that's what it is, whether they honor you or not. But somebody knows you other than your motherfucking self. And at the end of the day, that's just what it is.
Yeah, right. The underground keeps the dream alive.
Exactly, man. That's why I got in one of my lyrics. I said, I hang with the heavyweights, but I run with the underground. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the niggas, but I keep it on the underground shit. Independently. But I know the game of it all. So I just do my shit. That's all. Of what I learned.
No doubt. And
the game. The game is to know what they know. You know what I'm saying? And to beat them at the games they playing. Period. And that's how it goes. But nah, everybody matters, man. All y'all. Whether if I know y'all or not. If y'all doing something in the music business, we matter, man. We all legends in our own way, faith in our own way. What we do.
No doubt.
Fuck all that. So if the world wanna know me, if they don't know me now, what they gotta do is Google, nigga. That's speak for itself. But I ain't that nigga to be like, I gotta be in everything and on everything and talk about everything. I ain't gotta be that nigga to get something. Like
nah,
shit,
don't be like Suge Knight. Don't be like Suge Knight.
Nah, I don't do that.
Don't fuck, daddy.
I'm very humble, bro. I try to do it the right way because it's being done so wrong that who's going to play the right if everybody's doing the wrong? That's imbalance.
Right. So you do a lot of promotion out there in L.A., right?
Yeah, I do everything that I can, man. 21
okay.
years so far, by the grace of God, brother. You know?
Okay, you know, that's one thing when I was moving around, I tie into a lot of promoters all over the country, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, because promoters going to keep you jumping, keep
yeah,
it going.
Because
the street.
Like I said, they
media.
Got it. Yeah, man, we used to do that shit and all that shit. When it was like that, that was my enjoyment more than anything else. Because I was putting out the fucking posters and all that shit, talking to people, you know what I'm saying? I was getting more work from the streets than I was actually from the labels. And I had a lot of work with the labels. But I was getting a lot of independent motherfuckers because they were, you know, either they were doing something else, doing this shit musically, and they didn't have time for promotion. So they'll pay niggas to go and do that shit. And I was getting mine because I'm a street nigga. But I know your business shit. So I feel comfortable in my environment doing what I'm doing, whether it's for me or you. So I'll go where I'm affected by. Because none of them
okay.
ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you know what's funny, though, about running the streets? I learned this, you know what I'm saying? I'm 46, bro. And now you tell me it's the same thing out that way. Tell me it's the same thing. It's the same niggas running the streets that was running the streets when they was kids are still running the streets right now. It ain't changed.
No, it's not the same.
Would you say that? Meaning, if you weren't scared to run the streets, what I'm saying, if you weren't scared to run the streets as a kid, it's the same ones that as an adult that's not scared to run the streets. Would you say that?
To a certain degree. But
you know what I'm saying? I ran the streets all night. And I noticed, like, you know, just my peers, like the cats who run the street, like I'm not scared to run the streets. But, you know, it's cats who didn't run the streets like I ran them when I was younger. They not coming out here. They're not going to
No, it's a different time, so different ways and different things with it now. So if they wasn't on back then and doing some shit like it was supposed to have been done, you know, musically at one point in time through promotion, marketing, and branding, they're not gonna go out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we're in a different time. We got internet. That would make niggas lazy. I'm just not even talking about the lazy shit.
I'm just saying y'all would be scared to fuck with
you. No, I know. Yeah. I give all that what you're saying. But I said to me right now, it's kind of different because things have changed. Because I ran the streets when I was young, too. But I was doing, you know, crazy shit. I was, like, gangbanging. And then once I got older, you know what I'm saying, started doing your other shit. And then, you know, that's when I was, like, 15, like I told you the story before. 13, 14, 15, I'm already like a teenager. So that's when I, you know, ran into scratching my niggas doing that shit. And then I got to, you know, I learned how to do it with other people. And that's how, you know, later on my career started and do what I have to do now. So it's different. Niggas won't even do the shit that we did back then, right now, too much. Unless they about that life and doing that. You ain't going to get that shit.
What you think about street promotion today versus what you think about street promotion today? You still do it?
Yeah, hell yeah. As I just said, sir, I love that part because it kept me busy.
Around the 101.
It kept me tuned into what I'm already in the streets. So I know what's up with the streets. Only thing you got to tell me where you want me to target this or to put this at. And once I know that, I'm gone. When they had the little promotion meetings and all that shit with the labels, and I used to work with the labels heavy, you know, I'd be in there and hear them check them out and all that shit. You know, everybody cool, everybody know each other, whatever. Yada, yada, yada. But you got to listen to that bullshit, though. To see, I'm not that type of person because I already know what's going on and I'm learning what's going on. So once they say, hey, we want these target areas hit with this product, et cetera, et cetera. We want you to take this to the radio station. We want this played in the club, et cetera, et cetera. Go do, you know, these areas and targets, whatever. And once you do that, once I hear that, I'm gone. I get the material and I'm gone. I ain't got time to sit there all day because I don't like office politics. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You just want to get the business done. Get to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got a question. When you saying flyer, what's the most amount of flyers you ever put out or had to put out?
Ooh, man, shit. If I can remember, man, I put out a lot of flyers.
Somebody didn't drop on you, you know what I'm saying?
I put up a lot of flyers, but the most that I could say.
I'm saying like one project. What's the most somebody threw one project at you?
This is what I'm saying. I think the most that I did for one artist, I say the most that I did, and this was for Little Kim, that album that she did when she was all dressed up. And I think she was like in that pinkish kind of like shit. I forgot the name of the album. But I think that was the album that Vicky had brought her out on or some shit. That one, that album. I think in one night, in one day and night, I think I put up like maybe of that project, probably like 5,000 flyers, man, probably 6.
But I'm saying, you ever did something like 10, 20, 30, 40,000 flyers?
Well, you talking about on that number? I'm saying about 20.
I'm saying, but you know, if they took Kim and say, okay, we want you to put out 20,000 flyers or something like, you know, it might have a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month,
I mean,
2 months.
It,
I don't know,
all,
you know.
It all depends because it's not just me. It's a team. So if you say you solely, it's a difference because you're a team.
No, I'm not talking about like solely. I'm not talking about solely. I'm saying like if you got, you in L.A., right? You know, L.A., like L.A. was about 3 million. And no telling how big the metro is, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying you trying to fly up the city to get a buzz. If you was responsible for flying up the city to get a buzz, you know what I'm saying? What's the most? What you say you can fly from the street for a second, not everything else, flyers to get a buzz.
You talking about the poster boards or just regular flyers, like the hand-to-hand flyers?
Yeah, I was talking about, you can go posters and flyers, but I was talking about hand-to-hand flyers.
Okay, hand-to-hand flyers in one day, or you just talking about as a whole?
What I'm saying is a whole, like, if you, what a basic, check it out. If you're going to jump like a buzz with an artist, let's take it to this question. If you're going to jump a buzz with an artist, how many flyers just from hand to hand would you it take for you to jump a buzz in L.A.?
Well, like I said, right now I'm a little bit older and I've been doing this for like 10, 11 years straight. So it kind of warmed me down a little bit. But I said, you caught me about the men coming to the East about top in 2012 from 99. So what I'm saying is, you're going to do that, John, if you caught me back then, like in the middle or in the beginning, I probably would have got like 30,000, 40,000 out or more. Because that's
you say what?
Moving around. Like 20 to 30, maybe 40,000, like that. In my time of this shit. Right now, I ain't done it in years like that because the game changed. But
right now,
I could probably, if I get back out here and do some shit, I'll probably get you about a good 5,000, maybe 10, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking around because I know how to do
okay.
it. But I just haven't done it because it's rarely done because everything is internet.
Right. You know what? But see, being that it's really done, you should be able to go with 10,000 to make a bigger jump because you got the internet to go with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I can if I really push myself to do it. And like I said, that's something that I love to do at that time because I was always in the streets. No matter where I went to do it, I was in the streets. And I was working. And that was cool because I knew what I'm doing and I'm loving the game as well. So I'm, you know, I'm putting my all into it. And that's what I'm saying, and I'm grinding hard, blood, sweat, and tears, making it happen. So this is what I'm saying. It's like, it's different to me. And but like I said before, earlier, I was getting but the independent artist that was doing whatever they were trying to do back then, all the way to now, I guess, whatever, whoever those would be at that time, they would see me out working. And they would pull over and ask me, hey, man, you do promotion? Yeah, nigga, you see me putting up this shit or whatever. They're like, hey, man, I want you to do my project, whatever. All right, give me your number. You know, what's your budget? And they'll tell me a budget. As long as it's the budget cool for me to rock with, I'll fuck with it. So at that time, it was niggas, you know, trying to get their shit out when that shit was relevant. And I was getting rid of that shit. I was keeping some real all the time. Just soon from the shit I get out of this field, you know, because I know I got some more money. I got some other money in my pocket. I don't give a fuck with in this pocket. I'm going to send this and have this. And another check, 3-4 check, or some cash, you know, just like that on the cool shit. But the game was nice back then. It ain't like that dynamic. It's terrible.
Right.
It's real terrible. It's real terrible right now. So I wouldn't even go back working for a label no more. They tried to get me to go back to the A&R, and I turned it down because I don't like office politics. I don't give a fuck. You can't sell. I'm not my soul is not for sale for bullshit. And I could get a record deal from the niggas if I want to. I don't because I already know how the game goes. So I'd rather do it on my own and just keep my legacy going as I do. They know who the fuck I am. And at the end of the day, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So even if they fuck with me or not, I could still have longevity, which I have now. And I thank God first for everything. You know what I'm saying? I kicked it out to him because he didn't have to. And that's just how that is, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was telling y'all if y'all want to know how to, I was trying to tell Scratch, if you really want to know how the game is, nigga, go get that book called The White Killer's Heart.
The white pillars?
No, the white pillar. Like pillar?
Yeah.
With a P. Pillar. The white pillar
door. Okay.
It's a book, and they tell you all type of shit, and then the music game, they tell you how they fucking going to take over this shit, which they did. They just was telling you earlier, years ago. But it's that book. Yo!
right.
Man, you better
start
keeping your keys, nigga.
I'm talking to my cousin, y'all. Sorry. Since it's after hours and shit. Yeah, let me go over to this nigga.
Yeah, man. I was out here at one time someone showed promoting. And
where
then
you
I
at?
I'm over in Dallas. Yeah, yeah. I grew up between Texas and Louisiana, you know. In Dallas.
You in
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, you're
Dallas. I'm in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you were in Dallas, but you from Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, I grew up between both of them, you know what I'm saying? I claim Louisiana like more, but I grew up half and half. Actually, my mom moved to Houston when I was one. I stayed there till I was 11. Then moved me back. I was really born in Louisiana. Moved me back to Houston, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? So I grew up like half and half, under 20, maybe more in Texas, really. You know, but, yeah, I've been in the D like 21 years. I've been in Dallas for a minute. Yeah, so, but what I'm saying is, I was the president of Zone 24 TV before I went blind.
Okay.
The president of I had just took over this independent magazine, We Grind Hard magazine. You know, when I went blind like 3.5 years ago, I kind of like fell back on everything. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to get my health straight.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah, because I went blind in about 5 months. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit happened quick. So. You know, I was moving. Also, I was transporting trucks. I was moving on all over the country. So I kind of built a music network all over the country. You know what I'm saying? And I was doing that.
Okay.
I was doing that. Nice. I've been driving trucks for like 18 years, but I was transporting where it allowed me to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Flying here, catching bus, train, moving at my own pace. You know what I'm saying? It was to the point where I could move one truck a month or one truck every 6 months with the contract I had. So it allowed me to be flexible, you know what I'm saying? So I was able to build a network from L.A. to Cali, L.A. to New York, you know, San Diego. Oh, we all the way into Florida, you know what I'm saying? I was everywhere. So that shit went to like a screeching halt when I went blind. Well, I ain't going to say it went to a screeching halt because you know, during the pandemic, instead of me flying, I just ride the bus. So I still rode the bus probably like 20 times. I still went up to New York and, you know, I've been still moving around, but it ain't the same, like, you know. So I was blind, though. You know, I was a fool with it when I wasn't blind, you know what I'm saying? And everything was just starting to come together. So, but yeah, I didn't. I had promoted partners in different parts of the country, you know what I'm saying? So I was tying in with promoters all over. DJs, promoters. And you know, I always, you know, it's a couple of cats out in there, like, and the Latino cat had a magazine out there that was promoting. And it was a little chick that was an internet promoter that was out there. I can't remember her name. She's on my Facebook. But I can't remember you know, I ain't been in touch or plugged in, like, before I went blind, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist too, so I just fell back when I went blind. I just fell back doing just most of my artist stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I had to go through 100 those to get back to the first one. Like everybody else, if you was an artist and you know had to take on other things to do to get known. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
I had to go through 100 those just to get back to the first one. You know, so I done wore the hat. You know what I'm saying? Many hats. But you know, when I went blind, I just
fell back into doing my music. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, keep doing it. Do it like my dude Blind Furry, killing the game. And dude is blind too, but that nigga still doing his music. And he's like a known nigga. His name is Blind Fury.
I know Blind Fury. I heard of Blind Fury. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm saying. That didn't stop him. That's because you can't see. That don't mean you can't speak, goddammit.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, it's a different when you've been blind and your whole setup around you is blind. Or, you know, I wasn't born blind, so it ain't like my setup was blind. You know what I'm saying? I had to kind of get – I had a music system, a network of people I've been dealing with. But I didn't have, like, I wouldn't set up to be blind. So, but you know what? Here and there, that ain't no excuse, because I might be able to find a way to make stuff happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find a way to make it happen, you know what I'm saying?
As you should, blind, brother. Mm-hmm. Do it whatever you got to do, brother. Just do it, no matter what.
Yeah,
and that's what at the end of the day, God gonna bless you for what he wants you to have, because you did what he wanted you to do, no matter what he took away from you. You should have it plus more.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and that's why I keep moving. I keep my faith in God, and it's real. It's real like that.
Really?
Real, yeah. So what's your outreach here, you think? What's your outreach?
Huh?
When you reaching fans, what's your outreach? What you think the outreach is? You know?
Man, it all depends, man. Me, it's kind of different for me, man. I'm like the black sheep of the game through the promotion and shit right now. Because like
you're
I told you.
Still in the game, though. Whether you're the black sheep, you're still in it, though.
I'm still in it, though, but I'm still like, you know, motherfuckers are supporting me, but it's like a lot of niggas hate, too, because I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers are supporting some shit. And motherfuckers be like, ah, fuck that nigga, you know, I didn't say shit, but yeah, whatever. It's like, it's that hatred shit sometimes. So I give my support who fucks with me. And it's quite a few people, motherfuckers are fucking me. So I don't want to be like, oh, 20,000 people, nah. I'm going to just say, the world know who I am, whoever that's looking for me. That's all I'm going to say. The ones in the world know who I am. The ones that don't, they can learn to even know who I am. Or you gonna know who I am because I'm grinding hard every day to make you know who I am.
Right.
You know? So
okay.
I just do what
so
I
how
do.
How you throw shows out there?
Every chance I get.
Oh, okay.
Every chance I get, bro.
I mean,
what other
promotion you offer though out there? What
it's different now, excuse me. It's different now because, like I said, it's different now, but then, you know, we going through this pandemic, we had this pandemic, whatever, and we so-called coming out of it the way that they wanted to come out and all this other shit, right? So it's really kind of hard to get back into certain venues that we used to moving through or being a part of or certain, doing certain shit. Because of this shit that happened, or that still happened,
mm-hmm.
And now that they're being more lenient, you know, to make their money and all that other shit, you know, on a higher thing that's bigger than me, it's just like, wherever I can get in at, man, wherever they accept me to do something at, I'll get my way in here, bro, because I know how to politics and make it good stuff. But I just don't want to be going through all that other shit that they got. Oh, you got it. Show your card, that mark of the beat shit. There you go.
right.
You know,
no, what I was just saying, like, what other type of promotion you have off, like, what other promotion that you do? Like?
Now I'm going to get back into the street team shit, and that's crazy that you mentioned that because Cocaine and Sugar Free got an album from the drop called Sugar Cane in December, and he told me, you know, matter of fact, you know, the week of the show, really before he came on the show, he actually told me, he was like, look, BP, nigga, on this album, we going back to the streets with it. So when he told me that, I'm like, what you mean, back to, you know, putting up the posters and all that shit? see, like, yeah, we going old school with it. I was like, hell yeah, nigga, because they know I was one of them niggas that was out there dead in the streets. So right now, I'll say this. I said that to say this, is that I'm going to go back, going back into the street promotion. I still do my online network, you know, Facebook, of course, Instagram, Twitter, air247.com. What else I got? Shit. I just got plugged with putting my merchandise on www.midnightrecords.com, and you can order one of my BP Entertainment merchandise or shirts and shit right now. So it's several little platforms, and like I said, you know, I don't mind getting out here and doing it, you know, and then I do a little shit every time to time, but I don't really do the flyers, but now I'm going to start getting back into that, bro. So that's the promotion. And if they just artists need distribution, we got that shit too and all that shit. You know,
yeah, so. But I was just trying to really, because I was looking at what type of promotional package you got. Like, what all do you services you offer? Like, I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a promoter, but I'm an artist. I'm an artist.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
The artist, you shit. Yeah.
You,
DJ.
I'm an artist. So
shit,
what I'm saying, what type of promotion as an independent artist or independent record label, you know, because I'm Gold Miner Records, you know, but I'm saying, what services you got to provide that I might be interested in purchasing that's beneficial to me, you know what I'm saying? As a label or an artist. I'm an artist.
Yeah. Shows.
Yeah.
Shit, promotion, like I said, back.
Yeah,
in
that's what I'm saying. So what kind of, would you got packages or what? Like,
yeah,
if I got a
but
single
really,
to drop.
I ain't really went back into that shit yet, but I'm about to. So, like I said, I'll
what I'm
do
saying,
that
what,
shit.
So you don't even do it on social media, on internet? You don't do
oh,
the social media?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that shit if it's possible, but I haven't really, well, I'm trying to tell you, I really haven't put myself to really just pushing one artist or something like that. It's just.
Oh,
it's
but I thought
that
you.
I know.
But I'm, but in the mix of artists, like, you know, if you're pushing five artists, you slide a nigga in them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you don't do that,
I'm,
you're saying.
This is what I'm saying. Hear me out so you can get the proper real understanding of what I'm saying. I'll push any artist. As long as it's good and it's real and it sounds good and God makes sense, I'll push this shit. But I really don't be charging artists because I really don't be tricking. Because I haven't done it like that. I just, you know, do it just for the fuck around. But now that I'm about to get back into that and doing that, I haven't really put a package together to say, hey, well, I provide this and this and that unless I put it together. Right now, I'm just really doing me and whoever that fucks with me. That's what it is right now, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
So if you ask me, then you would have to give me a minute or two to put something together. You'd be like, yeah, I could provide this, and this for this price. If you're selling it,
oh, okay. Right. She's saying if I just need to hit you up and just hit you up and talk about it, right? Politics about it, okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but I haven't put no packages together. I just be sharing shit. You know what I'm saying? Sharing shit. If it's tight, I'm going to share it on my platform. No matter if they my friends on Facebook or one of my pages or whatever. I'll share
right.
Shit. If they fucking with, if like this, they fucking with me, I'll fuck with it. Other than that, you know, I ain't tripping because I make my little change doing what I'm doing no matter what. But on that shit, I used to do the shit, but I just stopped. That's all like I said. I just stopped because I had all that shit. I was doing all
right.
That shit at one time. Yeah? I had packages and shit. Different
I just know.
Different clubs,
I just look at it
shit.
As business. You know what I'm saying? It's an art, but it's a business. It's
yeah,
a business when job got to go to work for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When the job going to work, it's like saying, "I'm gonna ask you, hey man, I'm gonna ask you, man, pass out flyers." You say, "Okay, man, give me 10, I'll pass mine." But if I go and drop a box and say, "Man, pass these 10,000 flyers," you be like, "Hold on, player." You know what I'm saying?
But most of the time,
whole
I don't know. You think it'd probably be different where you at. Sometimes you go to a club, right? And you get to the club and you'll see like a gang of flyers on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to do that too to make it seem like it's popping.
and but everybody in the club. And I don't know if you've ever seen it like that before, but we used to
oh, you took a gang of flies on the ground, huh?
Yeah, and shit, in front of the club and shit. You know what
right.
I mean,
and hey, bro, hey, whatever tactics, marketing tactics, you know, I got an OG promoter who, you know, believe in the streets, and we even been out there, you know, taught me marketing, made me respect the power of marketing. So whatever tactics you use to make it happen, hey, bro, because, you know, everybody do it different. You know the gimmicks and tricks of your trade, and you know
yeah.
what work and what don't work. You know what I'm saying?
It's about talking to people. So right. I don't mind doing that. And it teaches you how mm-hmm. how to hustle. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Because I didn't try to give a gang of free shit to people. Some people be like, no, thank you. I'd be like, damn, this is free. What's wrong with you? I used to get mad. But I understand to a certain extent, too. But, you know, most people didn't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, let me tell you something. I used to look at cats. I pass out a flyer, right? Hey, look at it. Throw it on the ground. I do something. Hey, a fly, you got a 3-to-2 life span. Once you done read it, you can hand that bitch back to me. I can pass out again.
Yeah, I used to get mad too, bro. That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, that fly done did its job.
That's why they made them to the size, like, it's small enough to say what it's going to say. It's going to be that, it's going to be what. And if they either fit in your pocket or your purse or your wallet, whatever.
Yeah, I do them 4x3s. That's what I'm saying. You get 10,000 of them cheap.
Like a little bit bigger than that, you could. But when they give you them big ass ones, you know, like, oh, hell no. I'll check it out.
Hell no.
So we used to throw them on the ground. And they still paid it. They just wanted to look and get it out there because somebody might pick it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
look
right.
at it and keep it. Yeah, that was one of the tactics. So I get it. So yeah, man.
Okay.
Like I said, shit. I don't know. I'm gonna have to start getting back into it. But like I said, them niggas want me to do some street team shit, and whoever else they're gonna give, but they tell me they want me to do some shit again and hit some streets that I used to kill it back in the day. Me and my brother and some other niggas. It used to be like 7 of us. They used to call it Dangerous 7, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
What was that cowboy movie with the Deadly 7? What was the niggas that was on the horse with Clint Eastwood and all them niggas? What was the name of that movie?
Oh, man, I didn't watch a lot of TV. I missed a lot of the movies, bro.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, that movie, they did that name Justin. He was like the most deadliest 7 promoters in the city. And he just killed some shit. You know, and it was 7 niggas. They had other niggas, too, but it was the main 7 niggas and niggas was fucking with. I just had to be one of those 7. Not to be all like that. Say it all like
okay.
that. I done put up some shit in my day, bro.
Hey, man, to me, I feel like as long as you do the business and get the job, it don't matter. The work
yeah,
gonna do what it do.
To my play brother, but I called him my real brother. That nigga told me, he said, one thing you want, you man, to change, you always want to work. I said, yeah. And I said, well, why is that? He said, because the niggas don't want to work. They already got the money, but they want to put up the weed, drink, fucking bitches, and all that other shit. They want to
what do you say? What he said? Because I couldn't hear you. You kind of low.
He said to me, in working with these heavyweights, legends, and heavyweights and greats and all that, he said, one thing you want to do is let them see you be working all the time. Because those are the people that they want to work with. Because they already got some extra other niggas for the bullshit already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, that do make sense. So every time that they would see me, no matter who it was, they saw me working. Then they wouldn't start talking to me if my brother ain't already introduced me to him. And then once they see me working, oh, it just went on from there. And he was right. Niggas start telling me, hey, man, BP, come here, man, come here. I'll be like, yo, what's up? It could be whoever. I'll be saying, quick.
Hey, because,
be like,
nigga, that's money.
Yeah,
that's money.
Be like,
hey, I tell people all the time is, how can you ask, check it out, when a motherfucker see you promoting yourself, he know you can promote them.
Right.
If they don't see you promoting yourself, how the fuck I know you can promote me?
Exactly.
You trying
to
sell? How you gonna sell?
Sell something to me if you can't sell yourself, right?
Right. If I see you promote, like a DJ, right? I know a hot DJ. A DJ is a hot promoter. When that DJ get hot, if that motherfucker can get his fat hot, he can get me hot. He the master of the game.
What?
That's how I know a DJ, a hot DJ. You know what I'm saying? What about the DJs in the city? What about the hottest mixtape DJs in the city? You deal with a lot of them, or do you deal with any?
It's just a few. That's just dudes out here. It's a few. I wouldn't
you deal with any of them?
Not like that. Huh?
You deal with any of them? You know them?
I know a few, the known niggas, but the new independent niggas, it's only a few that I know. I don't fuck with all the DJs like that, man, because it's different. No, I'm not saying, but do you know like the hottest mixtape DJs out there? It's only a couple of them, man, that's what I'm trying to tell you, it ain't that many, and I know like three of them.
That steady working.
They got a hot ass tape because niggas don't really don't do that no more.
Right, right. But I'm saying, but you got the three you saying they still putting them out though.
Yeah, they got some nice shit. I think, you know, some shit. My boy DJ Shockway, which is my personal DJ. My boy DJ Rob M. And my boy DJ Spin. DJ Spin, S-T-I-E-N. You can Google him. He got some nice shit.
He said DJ Shockwave?
Yep, Shockwave.
Like W-A-V-E?
Yep.
Okay.
And DJ Rob, you know.
He said DJ Rob?
Rob M, and the letter M.
M?
Yep. DJ Rob, period, M.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, now I'll be just finding ways to let music leak. That's why. Leak out.
Man,
that music, when they looking for it, I feel like it's going to leak out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Whatever I can do to help, man. I don't give a fuck.
Right,
I was telling Scratch and shit, man. I might have to talk with him, man.
You know, Scratch is, it's all love. Scratch is Scratch.
Yeah, but you got to understand.
Scratch, yeah, I know I done been around to do it, and it's some bullshit. That's what I know what he's saying, like, get to the door, like, hold
yeah,
on, man.
He ain't got to, like, make it seem like it's one of that situations, man. If I'm going to tell you the
right,
truth of my shit, come to my shit, bro, and I'm fucking with you, why the fuck do I want to let you in? I just want to tell your ass I don't want you to come.
Nah, I'm pretty sure that you're like, when you got to go to the shit and you got your people with you, and you're like, hold on, bro. Hey, like, hey, well, your name on the show, like, you got to, like, where the promoter is? Like, you got to call the promoter. It's that bullshit. I know what you're saying. I done
yeah,
go through it. I'd be like, oh, like,
I'm
this is that bullshit.
I'm not one of them niggas, man. I know niggas like that. That's why I don't
yeah.
fuck with them.
Well,
you
know, sometimes it ain't about it's so much being you. That nigga just didn't set it up right. They ain't put your name, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, that nigga know. I told him to come, bro. And him and Scotty D, you know what I'm saying? He said they want to come through. He said he's going to come through. Come through, nigga. Ain't like
yeah,
I'm going
sometimes it's just niggas might. Niggas might have forgot to put your name on the list. Niggas would do
it. He don't need to put his name on the list. I'm going to be here to do it.
Right, right. But you might have to run to the door some shit. But what if some bullshit jump off? You got to go tend to it.
One thing like this, brother, I'm going to tell you this. And not to be all like bravo, bravo, but one thing. In all my shows that I've done since 99 till now, I may have one or two incidents at my shit. Period.
But your shit stay clear.
My shit be straight, bro.
Okay, well, that's, hey, now that's good business, though. Good business.
You know, my people don't come with no bullshit, bro, because if you want to fight, nigga, you can fight me, nigga, because you fucking with my money. Now,
right.
So, you know, if it's going to be fighting, it's going to be me. And I'm ready to go all the way in on it. Because this is my love, this is my baby. You know what I'm saying? That I don't want you to go. For sure. So that's the way it is. But I don't
you know what? That means you, hey, check it out. That means you're a real promoter. That's all
yeah,
that means.
I ain't got time for all that.
Hey, because I got niggas that's real promoters. I got niggas that's real promoters. Real promoters, real club promoters. That when that shit jump off, hey, they can be shooting in the motherfucker. They going in that bitch. Shut it down. I got my niggas like, if them niggas get back in the muscle, them niggas going in the bitch. Nigga, y'all got to get hot. Because if he don't go handle it, he going to lose the respect of his, the people in the club.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got niggas that, and that's the way I was taught, nigga. Hey, if shit jump off, you got to get in the mix. And I'm talking about, nigga, it get ugly.
See, I ain't even trying to take it there, so I don't want that problem. So
right.
I book artists that's just about business. I ain't got time for no gangbanging shit. Now, I could be gangbanging niggas there, but, nigga, I ain't got time for that shit. You come in and have a good time, nigga. Get you some drinks, you know, smoke the weed in the back. If we ain't doing it in the club, if we doing it club, cool. Have a good time. You can do that gangbanging shit outside somewhere, or you ask where you were coming
from. Take that shit down the block,
Better yet, you should have just checked your half home. You want to do all that stupid shit. But when you come up to my little spot, wherever they may be, you go come and have a good time and enjoy what's going on, or get the fuck on. And that's just real, man. And I'll say it on the mic. I'll say it to each person. I don't give a fuck. So that's what it is. And I ain't trying to be on no gangster shit or gangster people.
It ain't no gangster shit. It's just good business.
Yeah, man. Ain't nobody got time for that. And big motherfuckers will take their money, so why would I want you to trip? Have a good time, motherfucker. You go to
and one thing about it, hey, one thing about it, if you ain't that type of promoter, niggas ain't gonna fuck with you. Like, niggas gonna keep bringing their money and fuck with you because you that type of promoter. Because, I mean, I deal with promoters, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got partners that promote. And I respect the ones that, you know what I'm saying, they shut that shit down and put that shit outside.
Hey, I did a show out here with J.O. Covenant, Nocturne. And somebody I think was NCA. So all these niggas is gangster niggas in the game, right? The little club that I had was so packed, nigga. It was so packed that some nigga came with his people, he was like, hey. I'm like, yo, what up? He's like, hey, bro, you throwing this? I said, yeah. He said, hey, man, I'll pay you some money, nigga, so that you take my burger. My burner inside there. I was like, what the hell, mom? You know what I'm saying? He like, this to me, you know, to me, this, you know, G shit up in there. I was like, hey, bro, it's like that. But nigga, you want to go have a good time, go. Other than that, man, you can't tell me to fucking take my burner up again. You know, get some shit go off again. I'm here live with the motor or some other shit. You know, on some thirsty shit for some money, you got me fucked up. That's a danger to keep alive. And I could go to jail if some shit happens. So hell no. The only niggas that have some motherfucking pistols in there, there's the security, and that's it. Period.
Okay. How many people fit in the building tomorrow?
Oh, I'm only using one room. So I say about 200, 300.
You say 200, 300?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a little fun to fuck around with, have a good time. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it, bro. Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever throw any release party for the artists out there?
Oh, hell yeah. What you mean, bro? That's why I say, man, you got to Google me, man.
Okay, what I Google?
Canolius Hubbard.
Huh?
Canolius Hubbard. C-O-N-O-L-E-U-S.
C-O-N-O-L-E-S.
C-O-N-O-L-E-S. L-E-U-S.
O-E-U-S.
Nah, brother. C-O-N-O-L-E-U-S.
L-E-U-S.
Yes, sir.
C-O-N-O-L-E-U-S.
Canolius, yeah.
C-O-N-O-L-E. Canolius.
Yeah,
Canolius.
Last name Hubbard, man. H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Canolius. You know, it's the radio stuff I hear in the back, and it's low. Or whatever you got in the background.
Yes, my TV.
Okay, and what did you say? So you do Canolius Entertainment?
Nah, Canolius Hubbard. H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
H-E-V-V.
H as in Hubbard. H as in Harry. U as in Utah. B as in boy. B as in boy, A-R-D.
A-R-D. Okay, Hubbard.
Yeah.
Hubert Hubbard. Canolius Hubbard. You can just Google that?
Yep.
And I'm going to pull you up. Okay, I'm going to have my partner and them Google it. And
or
read
you
over
the Facebook. You can go on Facebook, and I don't know what platform you're on. Go on Facebook and just Google BP Entertainment, and my shit gonna pop up, man. I got a gold logo that says BP Entertainment in all these letters, like three or four
BP
pages.
BP Entertainment.
Yep, and you can also Google my name on Facebook, and my shit gonna come up. And you can just run through my shit and see whatever fuck you want to see, it'll tell you to do. All of the releases
okay.
I've done, and all the artists I fuck with, and shows, and all that shit, man. Everything.
Oh, okay. Okay. I wear your shoes. You know, the idea is, if I'm trying to put something together, I can reach out. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up.
Nah, it's all good, brother. I wonder what the fuck happened with Scratch, man. What that nigga was doing? What the fuck was
going on? Oh, because the after hour probably can't check back in. You got to call through somebody. Like, you know, once you're in the after hour, they don't let you back on.
Well, man.
You better call Scratch straight through there. But it's cool,
9
man.
O'clock,
I'm going to go get it.
Well, shit, man. It was an honor and a pleasure to fuck with y'all for the night, man. Y'all go ahead and enjoy y'all weekend. God bless,
yeah, you,
peace, and love, and I'll tap in with y'all on Monday. But, yeah, Google me, check me out, man, and next time we'll be able to talk business, man. I ain't going nowhere unless God got another plan. Other than that, I'm here.
Right. I say the same thing. God's spare life. I'll be here, too.
And that's what's up.
Right,
other than that, I'm gone, man, and have a good night.
All right.
All right, for sure.
Okay, Google.